because being an example for ourselves is something we'd like to do. But have we thought of practicing being an example for somebody else? Have we thought of living our lives so beautifully, so wonderfully, so marvelously that everyone who sees us says, wow, now that is a beautiful soul. That is a beautiful person. We can practice being an example by being unconditionally loving of ourselves. When we're unconditionally loving of ourselves, we do everything in our life, in our world, that is a reflection of what we would like other people to do in their world toward us. Now, we all love to judge, and we all love to tell other people how to live their lives. We all love to tell other people how they can improve, and of course, we really know. We really know how other people can improve. We really know how other people can better their lives, because look at us. Our life is the ideal example. And then we look at someone and we say, no, they're not very caring. They're not people who are interested in what other people think. They're not doing something that is gentle and loving. And that kind of a person is called an opinionated person. Now, are you, am I, an opinionated person? Do I look at other people and make opinions? Do I look at other people and think to myself, they could improve by this, doing this or doing that? They could improve by being more gentle. They could improve by being more caring. And then, what thing that comes upon me? I look at my own life. And I look at how gentle I am and how loving I am and whether really I am practicing being an example or whether I just like to feel I'm superior to everybody and tell everybody else how to live their life and how to do their, what they're doing and have no care whatsoever for what sort of a life I am demonstrating to myself and to my world. It's easy to go around the world and pick on other people. It's easy to go around the world and look at the Queen of England and say, she's not doing a good job. She's making a mistake here and making a mistake there. Let me ask you a question. Would you like to be the Queen of England?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is 100% no. Why wouldn't you like to be the Queen of England? She has an entire kingdom of people watching what she does, doing the things that she does, and she has to at all times be correct in their sight by the image she's putting out. Now, can the queen have a private life? She can have a private life, but she doesn't really have it, because everybody knows. Everybody forgives her when they see her living her private life and doing foolish things sometimes. But in her public life, if she ever does a foolish thing in her public life, they come down hard and heavy on her. They judge her so strongly. And then you go to these people, and the people are you and me. And you go to these people and you say, okay, now, I'm going to give you a job. You're going to be the mayor. You're going to be the governor. You're going to be the president. Woman president? What a bunch of malarkey, yeah. Okay. Now, can the woman president, can the man president, can anyone have people look at their private lives and say, this is a beautiful person? When we look at the life of Obama, what do we say? Do we say he is a very fantastic man, very noble man, very good man? Are there people trying to dig up dirt about Obama every turn of the way? They sure are. They're not too successful because Obama is Obama. He is just being himself. He does not have to pretend. He does not have to live up to something because he is it. Now, that might be called the ideal way of practicing when a child looks at the mom and daddy, or they say, well, you can do it, how come I can't do it, you know? Or the sisters or brothers, they look at them, they can do it, why can't I do it? And then the parent has to go through an explanation. But you see, truly, they shouldn't be able to do it either. If something is wrong, it's wrong. You say, well, the older children can select their movies as they want. No, they can't. The older children have been trained in what movies are valuable, what are the values of the family, what are the ways that we look at. And they're not said we are superior to it. That's just our values. Now, Howard Marty raised a young man, and the young man was crazy. He loved snakes, and he had snakes in his bedroom. He had snakes in the house. He loved them. And Herbert Marty did not want to have snakes in his bedroom, I'm sure. But he allowed his son to do that because his son had a very great interest in snakes. He wasn't having snakes because he was trying to be mean to anybody or anything. He just loved them. So all the rest of the children say, well, I want to have my thing. And my thing is to have rabbits. I want to have rabbits. Or I want to have more than one dog or cat or what have you. And so the father and mother would have to say, that's not what we allow. But you let him have snakes, why can't I do this? And you see, there we have to start. What is it that we're practicing? Now, little children, as they're growing up, want to have a dog. All little children seem to want to have a dog. And parents say, yes, you can have a dog, but you must take care of it. You must feed it. You must take it out for a walk, and you must clean up after it, and so forth. Oh, yeah. We will. And then, after a while, they soon are not taking care of the dog. And so the mother and father, instead of saying, okay, we're going to get rid of the dog, they should use the dog as a training tool. Now, you gave us your word. You said you'd take care of this dog, so now you take care of this dog. You come home after school every day, and you take the dog out for a walk. You clean up in the dog, after the dog. You put his doggy do away. You do all the things. Now, and now you feed the dog before we eat or while we eat. But you feed the dog, and you have the dog have a definite feeding habit, and you feed the dog. No one else feeds the dog. The dog is not allowed to be fed. No one else gives water to the dog. No one else brushes the dog. Now, we can all love the dog. We can all pet the dog. We can play with him, but it's nobody's responsibility. It's yours. If the dog gets out of the house without having a leash on and gets lost, that's your problem. We'll help you look for him, but that's your problem. It is your dog. And if your dog is lost forever and never comes home, that's your problem. Now, what do you want to have? When parents teach their children values, they have to teach them very strongly. They have to teach them very powerfully. And they can't go around saying, well, I'm tired of this, we're going to get rid of the dog. I'm tired of raising kids, we're going to get rid of the kids. Yeah, sure. The same principle. The queen says, I'm tired of being the queen. I'm going to just sit in my castle and do my doodling. When we take on responsibilities in life, we take them on because we want to be a living example of what we are. The queen wants to be a living example of being a queen. You, Alan Jeremini, want to be a living example of what Alan Jeremini is. Now, what is Alan Jeremini? Is Alan Jeremini an ideal lady? Is she beautiful? Is she fantastic? Is she loving? Is she a queen? Is she a good parent to the pet, to the children? Yeah, sure. She's learned to love her cats and her dogs and everybody. But you see, is Ellen a woman who walks around the outside of the box? Is she does she get down on the level of what anything is and say, I love you? If she sees something that bothers her, does she immediately say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order? And if she does that, then what is she doing? She is practicing being an example. Now, you say, what's the use of practicing being an example? Practicing being an example of who you are. If you say, that type of movie is not the type of movie I like to see, then don't go and see it. If you go and see it, people get the wrong idea. They think you really do like it. Now, what sort of magazines do you have under your mattress? You know, that's not unusual. What sort of things do you not want people to know about you? Well, then, that should not be who you are. And practicing being an example just means we're true to ourselves. We love ourselves. And we love everybody in our world. And we think that this is a wonderful life. Practicing being an example is not hard. It's just being who you are. And look under your mattress sometime and see what kind of magazines you have down there. Now, I know this is just an example, but mentally, go under your mattress and see what's there. Now, Ellen tells me that under her mattress are millions of dollars.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right, now, what do you have under your mattress? Think about it. And make sure it's what is a good example of who you are. And when you have all this money, do you go out and spread it around on the streets, throw it around, let people pick it up in the breeze, and so forth? Or do you go and spend it for whatever you think is nice? Ellen?
Yeah?
You did a naughty thing right now. I said to you, do you take the money and you throw it in the breeze and let it flow around? And you say, Ellen, is there any limit to your money? Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter?
Yes.
And if everybody were able to have your money and you had your money, then it wouldn't make any difference.
Right.
But always be careful what you step on your nose at. Because practice who you are. Practice being an example. And when you practice being an example, all the world will look on you and say, beautiful, beautiful. And then you can just go on being yourself and having fun. Because the example you are is a fun example. Have a lovely day.